All right, everybody, get ready because today we are doing a deep dive on something that has really got the internet buzzing. This cabin alone thing.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen this poster going around?
Oh yeah, I've seen it everywhere.
It's like Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin back as Kip and
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara as the mom. And
Yeah.
tell me you've seen this thing.
It's everywhere.
I mean, admit, a part of you thinks it's real,
I
right?
kind of hoped it was real. I was
Yeah.
like, really? Is this happening?
I know.
I
So
mean,
that's what we're here to find out.
yes,
Okay.
let's do it.
So what's really interesting is like the reaction to this like fake sequel that's going around.
It's been incredible. I mean, we're seeing Facebook posts with like over 50,000 reactions.
Wow.
I mean, people are really eating this up. The
Yeah.
whole idea of Kevin, all grown up, but still like facing off against Marvin Harry,
Right.
this time at some remote cabin. I mean, it's just like Home Alone fans are just like, yes, please.
I
We
know
need
that.
more of.
More nostalgia.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get down to it.
Yeah.
We did a little digging.
Okay.
We checked out some of those fact-checking websites that everybody tells you to check out these days.
Right.
And, well,
What happened?
I don't know if you're gonna like this
Okay.
as much as we want it to be real.
Yeah.
Cabin Alone is
Don't tell me.
a hoax.
Oh,
That's
man.
fake news.
Okay, so like, how did they figure that out? Like, what was the evidence?
Well, it's actually pretty straightforward.
Okay.
So first of all, Disney,
Right.
which owns the Home Alone franchise,
Yes.
they haven't said anything about a new movie.
Interesting.
And then second, Macaulay Culkin and Catherine O'Hara, they haven't even like hinted that
Yeah.
they're involved in something like this.
Right, they've been silent.
Totally silent. And then if you look closely at the poster,
Yeah.
it's pretty clear that it's been like photoshopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So somebody really went to a lot of trouble
They did.
to make this look real. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But too bad.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Do you remember that Stoned Alone idea?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that going to be like an R-rated Home Alone?
Yeah, like a really edgy Home Alone.
Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds producing or
And
something.
it just like never happened.
Right, it just fizzled out.
It just went away.
Yeah.
But what does that tell you?
Like what?
Like people are desperate to see Macaulay Culkin back in this role.
I guess they're really craving that nostalgia, for
Yeah.
sure.
And actually, this isn't even the first time that a fake Cabin Alone poster has shown up online.
Really?
Remember back in 2023?
Oh, yeah.
Almost the same thing happened.
It's like a yearly tradition now.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like they're trying to like trick us every year.
It's like they know exactly what buttons to push
I know.
to get us all excited.
So I think one of the things that we're learning here is that even a fake movie poster can just totally send the internet into a frenzy
That's true.
if it hits the right nostalgic buttons.
It's like they're playing with our emotions.
I know.
Like they know we're gonna be vulnerable to this.
Yeah.
So why do you think this hoax works so well?
Because I think it taps into something powerful. You know, like that longing for something familiar.
Oh yeah, especially during the holidays when we're
Yeah.
thinking about like family and tradition.
Yeah. I mean, Home Alone is more than just a movie for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
It's like a tradition.
Yeah.
It reminds you of simpler times.
Right. You watch it every year with your family, and
Yeah.
it just brings back all these warm, fuzzy feelings.
And it makes you feel good, right?
Yeah.
So you see that poster, and suddenly you're like transported back to your childhood, you know?
Right back to being a kid again.
Yeah, watching Kevin outsmart those burglars.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, who wouldn't want to revisit that feeling, especially when the world feels, well, a little less magical these days?
That's true. The world can be a pretty tough place.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just need a little escape.
A little bit of joy.
A little bit of joy.
So this Cabin Alone thing,
Yeah.
it really highlights how powerful nostalgia can be,
For sure.
but it also shows how easily like misinformation can spread online.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when it plays on our emotions like that. We're
Right.
much more likely to believe something if it makes us feel good.
So it's a good reminder
Yeah.
to be careful what we share online
Right.
and always like check your sources.
Absolutely double check those facts before you hit that share button.
Okay, so before we like go too deep into Cabin Alone land,
Right.
which is not real,
Not a real movie.
not a real movie, we just want to make that clear.
Yes, very clear.
Let's take a quick look at the actual Home Alone franchise.
Okay.
So there are six movies in total, right?
That's right. Six films.
Two with Macaulay Culkin,
Yes.
and then four more with different actors.
Right.
The last one, Home Sweet Home Alone, came out in 2021.
Right. Yeah,
So we might
right.
not be getting Cabin Alone,
Yeah.
but guess what? Macaulay Culkin is actually embracing the Home Alone legacy in other ways.
Like how?
Well, he has a tour coming up.
Oh, really?
It's called Home Alone, A Nostalgic Night with Macaulay Culkin.
Wow.
It kicks off in late November.
Okay.
So they're going to do live screenings of the original movie, a Q&A with Culkin himself.
Wow. I bet tickets are selling like crazy.
Oh, I bet.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to think about how this fake cabin alone thing,
Yeah.
it's gotten so much attention
Right.
that it makes you wonder, like, what if Disney actually did make it?
What if they actually did it?
I mean, just imagine a real cabin alone movie with the original
Oh
cast
my gosh.
released like around the holidays.
It would be a box office smash.
It would be huge.
Yeah.
It would be like printing money.
I know.
So maybe Disney should take note.
Maybe they should.
Maybe they should be paying attention to this. This
Yeah.
is like free market research.
Right.
They don't even have to do anything. They just have to see how people are reacting to this.
And then give the people what they want.
Exactly.
Right.
Give the people what they want.
All right, so we've debunked the myth.
We've done it.
We've explored the nostalgia factor.
Yes.
But what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Right. Why should you care about a fake movie
Well,
poster?
stick with us
Yes.
because in part two,
Okay.
we're going to dive even deeper into this world of fan culture
Oh, yeah.
and how it's shaping the entertainment landscape.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
It's going to be juicy. You know, it's fascinating
Yeah.
how this whole like cabin alone thing,
Right.
like it's completely made up.
Yeah.
It's managed to tap into this like collective yearning for like a story that doesn't even exist.
Right, like we're all craving that Home Alone magic.
Yeah.
You know that warm fuzzy feeling you get
Yeah.
when Kevin outsmarts those bumbling burglars? It's
Exactly.
not just about the holidays. It's
Well,
like that connection with a story that
yeah.
feels familiar,
Yeah.
comforting, especially when like the world around us feels a little chaotic, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about like the power of fan culture these days.
Okay.
Like, think about it. Fans aren't just like passive viewers anymore. They're like
Yeah.
actively engaged.
Yeah.
They're creating their own content,
Yeah.
sharing theories.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they're even like crafting these elaborate hoaxes,
Yeah.
like we're seeing with Cabin Alone.
And these like fan movements can actually like influence
Oh,
what
absolutely.
studios produce.
Yeah.
Remember the Snyder Cut of Justice League?
Yeah.
That was like years of like fan,
Years of campaigning.
yeah, just like hounding them.
Yep.
And they finally did it.
And there's so many other examples, like the revivals of shows like Veronica Mars
Oh,
or
yeah.
Arrested Development. I mean,
Yeah.
those were largely driven by fan demand.
Yeah.
Studios are definitely paying attention to what fans want these days.
So, like, in a way, this whole Cabin Alone hoax
Yeah.
is kind of like a testament to the power of fan culture.
Absolutely.
Even though it's not a real movie,
Right.
it shows how much people are like invested in these stories
Yeah, we're passionate.
and they're willing to go to great lengths to see them continue.
I want more.
And that passion,
Yeah.
it translates into like real world impact.
Right.
You know, when fans rally behind something, generates
Oh,
buzz,
yeah.
creates
Yeah.
anticipation,
Yep.
and can like actually drive box office numbers.
For sure.
So hypothetically,
Go.
if Disney was to actually greenlight Cabin Alone
Right.
with Macaulay Culkin and Catherine O'Hara,
Yeah.
they'd be like tapping into this pre-existing audience
They'd already have a built-in fan base
that's already like ready to go.
who were already excited about it.
It's like free marketing.
It's like they've done all the work
Oh,
for
yeah.
him.
It's brilliant. It's like they stumbled upon a treasure map,
Yeah.
leading them straight to a mountain of nostalgic gold.
A mountain of money.
Hello.
It's crazy.
And it's all thanks to like this fake movie poster.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
So it's a reminder that sometimes the most valuable insights can come from like the most unexpected places.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's also kind of like a cautionary tale, you know,
Right.
about how misinformation can spread online. Even something that seems as harmless as like a movie poster
Yeah.
can trigger this chain reaction of
Right.
speculation
Yeah.
and potential disappointment.
For sure.
So it's a good reminder to all of us to be like critical thinkers,
Yeah.
especially when we're online, you know?
Absolutely.
If it sounds too good to be true,
Yeah.
it probably is.
It probably is.
And in the case of Cabin Alone,
Right.
unfortunately, that
Yeah.
turned out to be the case.
That's too bad.
I know.
But, you know, even though it's a hoax, the
Yeah.
fact that it went viral,
Right.
it tells us something really important.
Like what?
It tells us that people are hungry for more Home Alone.
Okay.
They want to see Kevin back in action. They want to revisit those like familiar characters and storylines,
Right.
and they're willing to believe, even for a moment,
Yeah.
that their nostalgic dreams might actually come true.
And who knows, maybe this whole cabin alone frenzy will inspire Disney to actually give the fans what they want. Stranger things have happened in Hollywood.
That's true.
Well, we can all dream.
We can dream.
But for now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's very real. Let's talk about the impact of misinformation, even the kind that seems harmless, and how it affects our online lives.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so we've talked about nostalgia and fan culture and misinformation and all that. But like, what does this all mean for like the average person, you know, like listening to this?
Well, you know, this cabin alone thing, as harmless as it seems, it's like a little tiny example of a much bigger problem, which is like how misinformation spreads online and how it can like mess with our heads, you know? Like what we think, what we decide to do, how we even
Like
feel.
it affects us in all these different ways.
Totally.
Yeah, and we live in this world right now where we're just constantly being bombarded with information.
It's coming from
I
everywhere.
know it's everywhere, like social media news websites.
Targeted ads.
I know those ads are creepy.
Oh, they're so
Like
creepy.
they know what you're thinking. So how do we like navigate all of this and not get fooled?
Well, first of all, I think you just got to be skeptical. Don't just believe everything you see online. Like, actually ask questions, you know? Do a little digging. Think about, like, where is this information coming from?
Right, like is it a real news source? Is it like some random person online?
Exactly. And the second thing is, like, you got to be aware of your own biases.
Oh, that's hard.
It's tough because we all have them, right? We have all these ideas about the world.
And sometimes those ideas can make us like more likely to believe something, even if it's not true.
Especially if it's something that you want to believe.
Right, exactly. Like if you see a headline that says like,
They're bringing back your favorite show.
Dave
New
Suzuki!
season coming soon. And you don't even question it.
Right, you just want it to be true, so you believe it.
So I think you have to like really be mindful, be curious, and be willing to challenge your own assumptions.
Like, don't be afraid to say, like, wait a minute, is this actually true?
And there are resources out there that can help.
Oh, yeah, there are tons of websites that are dedicated to, like, fact-checking.
Give me an example.
Like Snopes or PolitiFact. They do all the hard work for you. They, like, investigate these rumors and they tell you what's real and what's not.
So I don't have to do any work.
You don't have to do any work. You just have to go to their website.
Okay, so I just Google it. So it's like trust but verify. Trust but verify.
Especially online, right?
Especially online, because you never know who's behind that keyboard.
It could be anybody.
It could be
It
anybody.
could be a dog.
It could be a dog wearing a hat.
So let's bring this back to Cabin Alone. Even though it's a hoax, it's a pretty clever one.
It is. It's well done.
It plays on our emotions. It makes
Absolutely.
us feel nostalgic. It like exploits our love for this franchise.
It hits all the right notes.
And the fact that it went viral, it tells us that people really want more Home Alone.
They're craving it.
They're craving it.
Especially with the original cast,
I know.
Macaulay Culkin, Catherine O'Hara.
Bring them back.
Imagine if Disney actually made this movie.
What?
Imagine if they took this hoax and they turned it into a real film.
Cabin Alone.
Cabin Alone with Macaulay Culkin and Catherine O'Hara.
It would make so much
It
money.
would be a box office
It
smash.
would be huge.
The nostalgia factor alone would be enough to draw in huge crowds, and it would be a dream come true for fans of the original movies.
It's so crazy that like a hoax can actually like do something
I
positive.
know.
Like it can reveal what people want. It can spark creative ideas. And it can even like influence what these big studios decide to do.
I think it's a really fascinating example of
Yeah.
how like fan culture and nostalgia and misinformation all kind of come together to
Yeah.
like shape the entertainment landscape.
And it just shows you that, like, even in the age of the internet, a good story can still capture our hearts.
And our minds.
Well, it's been a wild ride
It has.
exploring the cabin alone phenomena. We've learned a lot about nostalgia, fan culture, critical thinking, and the age of misinformation.
So much to think about.
And remember, the next time you see something online that seems too good to be true, maybe take a moment to pause, reflect, and do a little digging
Trust but verify.
before you hit that share button.
All right, folks, until next time,
stay curious,
stay informed,
and don't let the internet fool you.